The Prairie School
Podcast Project.
Welcome to the December episode of the Prairie School Podcast Project. We are
Eleanor,
Kale,
Isabella,
Miles,
Betsy,
Eliana,
Sam,
Jackson,
Pia,
Charlotte,
Alex,
Omiza,
Arl,
Hazel,
James,
Liam.
And on this month's episode, we will be role-playing some situations in which we demonstrate our highlighted character strengths, social intelligence.
We hope that our podcast episode inspires learners, promotes leadership, and encourages you to be your best self no matter what the day brings.
Social intelligence is a character strength that helps us handle our thoughts and actions in various situations.
For this episode, we will suggest situations we might find ourselves in, and student council members will share what they could do or say in these situations to show social intelligence.
You are a dinner guest at someone's home and you don't particularly like the food they serve you. What do you do or say that shows social intelligence?
I'll try it anyways. I might like it.
You could eat other things on your plate.
You could say, I noticed you worked really hard on this, and try it anyways.
A friend is sad that their parents are leaving on a vacation. What could you say to them to show social intelligence?
I'm sorry that your parents are gone, but they will be back soon.
Tell them that it's going to be okay.
Be extra kind to them and let them pick the game for recess.
Your friend made a poor choice and had a consequence for his or her action. They have apologized and feel bad for what they did. What do you say to your friend that shows social intelligence?
Next time you can make a better choice.
I'm glad you are sorry. Please don't do that again.
It depends on the situation, but you can still forgive your friend and be nice to them.
It's okay, let's move on, and don't do that next time.
I accept your apology.
You have something exciting to say to an adult, like your teacher or parent, but that adult is engaged in a conversation. What do you do or say that shows social intelligence?
Go do something else, and then when they are done talking, you can tell them.
I would politely say, excuse me. Can I tell you something real quick?
You can raise your hand if you want to tell your teacher something.
You can wait.
It is important to remember that being socially intelligent includes showing respect for everyone around you and being polite. What are some words that show respect and good manners?
I'm sorry.
You did a good job.
Good idea.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Excuse me.
Today we welcome Dr. Mike Botiki to the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Liam. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Mike, what are some ways that Prairie students can show social intelligence in school and out in the world?
Well, one way students can show social intelligence is by using their words to express their feelings. So if somebody is sad, a person can say, I feel sad today. Or if they're upset, they can say, I'm upset today. And if they feel happy, they might say, I feel great today. You know, another way is that they can show empathy and be open-minded and very accepting of others. A third way is that students can be really good listeners. And another way that a lot of people don't think about is you can pause and stop and think about things before you act or respond to people or to situations.
Why is having social intelligence important?
Well, it's important because Sometimes being socially intelligent can help our friends feel good about themselves. It's also important to helping us work in teams and as a part of groups. It can help with problem solving, and it can also help with building friendships and relationships. And the great part about building positive relationships is that can actually have a strong impact on your overall health, even as much as reducing stress and building our immune system. So as we improve our social intelligence, we are more likely to be happy and successful in our own lives.
Thanks, Dr. Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening.